We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is where the investigation stands at this afternoon. Jamie was reunited with her aunt at the hospital this afternoon. She will also be reunited later this evening with the rest of her family. She is doing as well as circumstances allow. I have not personally seen or spoken with her yet, which I am anxious to do. Right now, we are going to let her settle in and reconnect with her loved ones. Here are some facts in the case that we can share. But again, we will not be releasing any information that puts more stress on Jamie or jeopardizes this case. We have recovered a gun consistent with what was used at the scene of the initial homicide. However, we will have to wait for confirmation that it was indeed the same weapon after examination by the Wisconsin State Crime Lab. The gun used at the scene on the night of the incident was a shotgun. The shotgun was also used to shoot open the door at the Kloss home on the night of the incident. The door of the Kloss home was not kicked in. With regard to the suspect taking great efforts to minimize his forensic footprint at the crime scene, they include things like not leaving trace evidence by changing his physical appearance, like shaving his head not to leave hair behind. We again will not be making any more comments about this to protect the integrity of the case. At this time, nothing in this case shows the suspect knew anyone at the Kloss home or at any time had contact with anyone in the Kloss family. The suspect had specific intentions to kidnap Jamie and went to great lengths to prepare to take her. The suspect did work at the Jennie-O Turkey Plant over 3 years ago for less than 2 days and does not appear to have any contact, did not have any contact with Jamie's parents who also worked at the turkey plant. We also know now that the suspect was not at home when Jamie escaped. While I don't know how she escaped at this time, we believe that the suspect was out looking for her when law enforcement made contact with him. On Monday, January 14th, Monday this coming week, at 3:30 p.m., the suspect will make his initial appearance in Barron County Circuit Court to be formally charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide and one count of kidnapping. I know all of you are searching for the answer of why any of this happened. Believe me, so are we. Not knowing will plague us for some time, but again, our goal is to continue to do what is right for Jamie and seek justice and seek that justice is served. At this time, I can take some questions.
Sheriff, do we know how he knew about Jamie? Was it a social media connection? Was there some obsession? There must have been at some point a connection between Jamie and the suspect, Mr. Patterson.
What I can tell you is we don't believe there was a social media connection, and we are determining how he became aware of Jamie. I do not have that answer in complete form yet to release.
Sheriff, what was the distance between the suspect's home and where Jamie approached the dog walker?
That I was not able to confirm.
Estimate about how far it was?
It wasn't very far. She was on foot, and it wasn't very far. No, I couldn't guess that, but it was not a long distance, I was told.
What about the suspect's home? What kind of conditions was she kept in?
I don't know the answer to that. I just know it was a home in a rural setting. We're not releasing any evidence about Jamie's condition at this time, except she's talking, and she communicated with our team up there, and she was released from the hospital. I think those are all great things to talk about and to move forward with this recovery purpose. I mean, Jamie is the hero in this case. There's no question about it, and she's the one that helped us break the case, along with everybody else that worked on it, from law enforcement to all the people.
Sheriff, can you talk more about the investigation? What are you searching for? What are you searching right now? And are you retracing the steps both have been took over the last 88 days.
Yes, those are all things we're doing. We're currently serving a search warrant at the house in Gordon. We'll be there for several more hours. DCI and the FBI will be there. They're looking at every room in that house, any piece of evidence that could be used in this case, but they plan on being there for several more hours, looking at everything in the house.
Is there a property in Barron that you're also serving a search warrant?
We are not serving any search warrants in Barron County.
Sheriff, do you know if there were other people in the house at any point when Jamie was in there other than the suspect?
I do not know the answer to that question.
These last 3 months, was she aware that people have been looking for her intensely?
I do not know the answer to that question either. I haven't talked to the investigators that they just gave us a small briefing on Jamie. They didn't give us any.
How did the suspect restrain her in the home?
Do not know the answer to that question.
Sheriff, how are you getting this information that he targeted her? Is this all coming from Patterson?
This is all coming from our investigative team.
Sure,
so,
I'm sorry to interrupt. Just to be clear, though, the suspect was not home when she left.
When she escaped the home yesterday, he was not at the home.
But at some point, he would have been returned. Did you say went back out looking for her?
Well, when we had contact with him, he appeared to be out looking for her. Again, I can't comment that I haven't confirmed that answer to that question.
So when you made the arrest, he was not in the house?
That is correct. He was in his vehicle. Driving around.
Did she know her parents had died?
I don't know the answer to that question. She was in the home when the incident took place.
Are there any indications that he was stalking her, that he made any contact with her, that she was aware that somebody was on the radar there?
We don't have any information that he had made any contact with anyone in the family at any time.
Do you think they spent all
All I know is he was not employed, so he didn't go to a job. Other than that, that's all I know about his travel. And I know he was not at home when she escaped, and I don't know where he was.
Is it concerning that someone who doesn't have a criminal record or history would all of a sudden have this sort of mind why do you
I'm not into the criminology of that, of somebody's mind. But, you know, yeah, this case from day one has concerned me. The volatility of this crime, to shoot two people and kidnap a 13-year-old girl, is very concerning. And so, you know, we want to get the answers that you guys all want, that we want to give to Jamie, and we want to give to the court so that we can get a conviction. Hang on. Patterson has been in our jail without incident. In a cell by himself.
Sheriff, are investigators on your team looking at Patterson? I know you have no criminal record. Any family history issues? Possible.
Yes, we did get a tip on a sibling that has some criminal record, and our DCI and FBI teams are looking into that.
So criminal record that seems similar. If I read
that. I didn't look at his record. That was just came in on our tip line.
Sheriff, can you get any more to the escape itself? Escape, the word implies that there was a lock or some type of restraint. How did she get out?
I don't know the answer to that. That's the answer that, again, I'm not looking to put pressure on Jamie or her family. We want to reunite her, and some of that information can wait until the court hearing on Monday when more will be released in the criminal complaint, because that'll be a very detailed. But again, we want to let Jamie settle in. We want to take care of her. We've got the suspect, the only suspect we're looking for. We're not looking for any other suspects at this time. We have him in custody. We are reunited, Jamie. That has been the goal of this department and this team behind me and all of the law enforcement officers out there.
Sheriff, you're saying the primary reason, though, he went to that home was the kidnapping. That is the main reason for going there that night.
That is the main reason for going to that residence, we believe. No, we briefly talked about that today. That 911 call is very inaudible, and even knowing some more facts, we still can't get any information off that 911 call.
You're not looking at all the suspects, but do you think other people helped him, like buy groceries or come to the home for any reason?
That's what our team is asking that question. Neighborhood canvases, family members, all of those aspects are being looked at now.
Chris, Sheriff, who owned the house?
Go ahead, Cole.
Was Patterson a lifelong resident?
Yes, he went to high school up in that area. I don't know the exact high school name, but he did go to high school in that area.
And Sheriff, who owned the house that Patterson
That I do not know. I meant to look that up, and I apologize for that. Yeah. I don't know that he owned that residence, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Have his parents contacted you at all?
No one has contacted our office.
Sheriff, do you have any more information about how he may have hid this from friends or family?
No, that is the key question, that why and how he hid this for 88 days.
Was there any running water or electricity in this cabin where they were staying?
I believe so.
Sheriff, was this a home or was this like a cabin type of
thing? They described it to me as a home.
Do you know what's going to happen here about Jamie now, long-term care, to remain with family?
We're working with the Human Services Department on what placement efforts will be taken for Jamie, but right now she's been placed with her aunt.
Can you confirm where his home is and location to where the 911 call was placed after the dog walker found her? Was it three homes down, four homes down?
I never saw a map on that, so I can't comment on that. Sorry. If no, I can't comment on what he said during his arrest.
Is he cooperative?
I can't comment on that. They don't want me to comment on his is his part of the case for the conviction. We're not going to comment on him.
Sheriff, do you have any reason to believe that he was stalking Jamie?
I don't know the answer to that. I know Jamie was the target. So how he was doing that is the question that we will use for the court process.
Sheriff, besides his employment at Jenny O for a couple of days, did he have any other connections to the town of Barron?
That's what we're looking for right now. We believe he may have worked somewhere else, but we're trying to confirm that also right now to see if he worked somewhere else in the area.
Sheriff, why that night? You know they were home?
That's a very good question. I do not know the answer to that. So, one more.
Sheriff, did you specify that shotgun was found in this cabin or residence?
It was found. I don't know exactly where the shotgun was found, but there was a gun recovered. In fact, there was more than one gun recovered, but they believe a shotgun was used the night of the incident. They found a gun, which they believe to be similar. Again, until we get some forensic database, but they did recover more than one gun at the scene, but they believe a shotgun was recovered, similar to the style used at the Kloss home.
All right, last two questions.
Last two.
Is there any way that the public can help the case moving forward? Is there anything that looking for more clues? And also, are there ways that the public can help with Jamie's recovery? Any benefit accounts that are set up?
I know of no benefit accounts for Jamie. We didn't take care of any of that from that. As far as any other clues, if anybody knew anything about the suspect, obviously we'd like to know about that. But at this time, we've not run into any roadblocks from family, friends, anybody that I'm aware of that's hindered this investigation. Our teams are still up there. Again, we have probably 30, 40 plus people still on the scene. Yes?
Sheriff, now that you have this information, now that you have Jamie, are things starting to click together in your investigation? Things that you were looking at now are making sense?
Not quite yet, because our teams haven't been back to brief us in person. A lot of this is being done by phone. Not a very good cell reception up there. They have to leave the scene to make some cell phone receptions. And so we're getting bits and pieces from our different team leaders here, in our different administrators. So, again, thank you. Again, Monday would be a key court hearing. Oh, I don't have that. There is a tip line set up for recovery and help. If you're struggling with this, your kids are struggling with this, it's 211. So you can set up 211. We'll post that information on our Facebook page along with information from this press conference. So thank you guys for coming. We don't plan any more press briefings. We will, if we need to be, the criminal complaint will be printed on Monday and available after court on Monday. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.